So I am excited about this sermon series. Hopefully you'll be excited too. So, what I've done, and I'm very proud of this, is that I've kind of created this arc. These four stories where Jesus is encountering situations where he needs to be resilient and then exemplifying what it means to be resilient. So I thought there was no better story to start off with than Jesus walking on water. Because in the book of John, which is the book we'll be using, and we talked about this a little bit last week, the author of this book is really just inundating us with stories around conflicts, around how people identify Jesus, like who they understand Jesus to be. So to start off with Jesus walking on water just felt kind of funny to me. Like, what other situation could you think of that more exemplifies who Jesus is than walking on water, right? And then next week, we turn to his brothers, which I also think is a little funny, being like, nah, like, whatever. They kind of are, well, they are 100% doubting who Jesus is trying to explain to them that they are, and why wouldn't they? They're brothers, right? The next week, Jesus walks into the town, is greeted by Mary, and realizes her brother has passed away. We see Jesus weep. And we see people responding in a multitude of ways, but one of them is kind of this questioning of Jesus' intentions and how he uses his power. Why did you not save him? And then finally, our fourth week, we get to the place at which Jesus is offering comfort. And what must be an incredibly disappointing and frustrating moment for him, where the people that he loves the most, has spent the most time with, are still incredibly confused about who Jesus is. But today we start with, in our sermon series on Proud to be Resilient, defined by Brené Brown as the ability to overcome adversity, cope with stress and trauma, and move forward in life. The story of Jesus walking on water. It's such a grand gesture and a culturally relevant metaphor to walk on water. When you search up walk for water in song lyrics, there are 21,135 lyrics, 105 artists, and 49 albums matching walk on water. The idea of doing no wrong, this idea of walking on water, identifies a person with extraordinary talents or abilities. Walking on water as a perfect example for who we understand Jesus to be, or are told we should understand Jesus to be. It's this huge thing to walk on water. As Tig and Cheryl say in their podcast that I've been listening to, braggadocious alert, Jesus can walk on water, which would communicate to me that he is a big deal. Like, one time walking on water and I'm convinced, which is what makes this a little ironic, because Jesus' actions preceding this story communicate very clearly that he does not want people to be convinced of his ultimate authority and power. Right before this story, Jesus feeds 5,000 people, which leads a crowd to want to crown Jesus king, which in turn leads Jesus to run up to a mountain to escape being kinged. So he goes away from the crowd because the miracle causes them to see him as king, and then he comes back and walks on water. Way to tone it down. Jesus is really trying to avoid the whole crown him king scene. So his walking on water must have had an alternative motive, one other than being the most popular Messiah in town. The simplicity of John's version of this story is beautiful, but also slightly problematic in its lack of context. Jesus is taking a breather on the mountain, and he tells his disciples to go ahead without him. which reminds me of a very mom or a dad or a parent moment. Oh, you guys go ahead. Like, you just need a minute. He's probably telling them to go on because he like can't even with them right now. And so they go ahead and get in the boat. They get fairly offshore and a storm hits, which is a real thing that happens. And the boat is battered by waves. The Greek term bazinizo has a literal translation of torture, torment, or harassment, and the figurative translation of severe distress. So the boat is being tortured by the sea, a sort of important detail that John washes over. The disciples are far away from land, fighting against the wind in perilous danger. So they see Jesus walking, and they can barely make out who he is, probably because it's a violent storm. And Jesus says, "Do not be afraid," in a scene that could easily mimic a parent pulling their flailing child out of the water, telling them, "It's going to be okay. I've got you. I'm not going to let you die." At which point, the disciples try to pull Jesus into the boat, only to discover Jesus has pushed them back onto the shore. I appreciate the simplicity in John's version, but it's a little misleading. Jesus has not joined them. They don't recognize him when he does come to join them. And when they do see him, Jesus has already pulled them ashore, fill in the blanks, because again, they were pretty sure they were going to die. This isn't a circus act or some performance. My guess is that it wasn't just the disciples in the boat that thought they were going to die, but Jesus watching the storm coming in that knew that they were in trouble. I think that walking on water was a necessity. Jesus walks across the water to rescue his friends who are terrified in a storm that is worthy of their terror. They are in real and present danger. Walking on water is a response to the crisis of the situation. Jesus has the ability to save them, and he does. Which raises the question, what if the point of Jesus walking on water isn't that Jesus can walk on water, but that Jesus would walk on water for you? It is not in Jesus's best interest to walk on water at this point. It is 100% going to support a narrative about his identity that is not true. There's also the possibility that Jesus didn't even know he could walk on water, that he wasn't thinking, "And now I will walk on water," because he was responding to, "My friends are dying, I have to save them." And before he knows it, he's walking over the water without thinking, "But I need to get to them." There's the possibility that maybe it wasn't only the disciples who witnessed Jesus walking on water that day, but Jesus realizing that he could do it himself. The commentator for this scripture is right when he writes that this was a moment of glory for the sake of grace. The reason Jesus walked on water was to allay their fears, to ensure their safe passage, to remind them that God has been, is, and will be their rescue. Jesus' glory is not revealed for power, but for grace-filled pastoral care. However we fill in the blanks of the story, the way we interpret Jesus' actions impact how we define who he was. And how we define who he was impacts who we understand ourselves to be. As Christians, Jesus' identity is tied up with our own. If we believe the point of this story is that Jesus' faith is so perfect that he can walk on water, and we could walk on water if our faith were like this, well, then we are going to become really good swimmers. But if we believe the point of this story is that Jesus would walk on water if it meant saving your life, then something deep within you believes you are worthy of saving, worthy of love. And because of this belief, you understand the message of Jesus and can co-create the kingdom of God because you are resilient, which is the point of it all. to go forth with the spirit of the Great Commission, to bring glory to God when we care for another, when we see one another struggling in a storm, and allow the practice of empathy to settle us on the shore. So I want to ask us again, what if the point of the story isn't that Jesus can walk on water, but that Jesus would walk on water for you? What if the point of this story is that you are worthy of love? That even when you are sinking in the storms of shame, certain that there is something inherently wrong with you, because the shame storm is also real, because religious trauma is alive and well, because the LGBTQIA community exists in a world that constantly bombards them with messages that you're not right, or that you're broken, or that you're flawed. What if in the storm of the shame that was never your making, Jesus walks on water to remind you that God loves you? Jesus shows up to communicate that you are not alone, because that is the antidote to shame. Shame and fear, waters and wind, beating and battering your heart with cultural messages that you are unworthy, that you are unacceptable to God, that you need to suppress your identity. A storm that becomes more and more volatile in isolation. A shame derives its power from being unspeakable. A shame thrives when we feel alone. And Jesus walks across that water because he sees that the dangers are real and the terror is valid, and knows that the only way to calm the storm is to show up and remind you that whatever you feel, whatever you have been told, God has and never will leave you alone, because you are not broken, because you are accepted and celebrated from the moment of your creation. Because you are worthy of love and born to belong in a story that over and over again demonstrates the impossibilities that the power of love makes possible. Amen.